sister's father grew concerned about his lively daughter, and after her sister Maria married, and there was no older woman at home to guide her, he placed her in a convent boarding school.
It doesn't seem to me that 3 months during which I engaged in these vanities had gone by when my father brought me to a convent in that place where they educated persons like myself, although not with habits as bad as mine. This was done so cautiously that only I and some relatives knew about it, because they waited for an opportunity when it would not seem surprising for me to go to the convent school. That is, once my sister was married, it seemed no longer good for me to stay at home without a mother. The first 8 days I felt very unhappy because of my being in that convent school, and more than that, because of my suspicion that they knew about my vanity. For already I was wearied and did not fail to have great fear of God when I offended him, trying to go to confession at once. Although at the beginning I was very unhappy, within 8 days, and I think even less, I was much more content than when in my father's house. All were very pleased with me, for the Lord gave me the grace to be pleasing wherever I went, and so I was much loved. And although at that time I was strongly against my becoming a nun, it made me happy to see such good nuns, for there were many good ones in that house, very modest, religious, and circumspect. Nonetheless, in spite of all, the devil didn't let up tempting me through some outsiders who continued to send me messages. But since the opportunities were few, these persons stopped sending them. My soul began to return to the good habits of early childhood, and I saw the great favour God accords to anyone placed with good companions. It seems to me that His Majesty was considering and reconsidering in what way he could bring me back to himself. May you be blessed, Lord, who put up with me for so long. Amen.